is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israeli lawmakers have voted to ratify a ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. CBS's Erica Brown.
The first phase of the agreement is set to begin Sunday with the release of the first Israeli hostages held by Hamas.
They don't know where they are. They were scattered around the Gaza Strip in houses and in tunnels all around Gaza.
Sharon Lifshitz hopes her 84-year-old father, Oded, will be among the first to be freed.
We wait. We hold our nerve, we keep calm, we embrace those that are returning.
During the first phase, Israel is expected to free 95 imprisoned Palestinians in exchange for 33 Israeli hostages. The fate of one of the most popular apps in America could now be in the hands of President-elect Donald Trump after Supreme Court justices voted to uphold a federal bipartisan law passed last year. CBS's Jan Crawford reports.
The end of TikTok, and what a run it's been.
I'm kind of freaked out, and I'm kind of sad.
After everything I've done.
The justices recognize that for more than 170 million Americans, TikTok offers a distinctive and expansive outlet for expression, but said that wasn't enough to overcome Congress's well-supported national security concerns that the Chinese-controlled company was gathering vast troves of Americans' personal data.
It can track your whereabouts. It can read your text messages. It can track your keystrokes. It has access to your phone records.
Lawyers for South Korea's impeached president says he will appear at a hearing in a Seoul court to oppose a formal arrest over last month's imposition of martial law. A frigid forecast prompts the moving of Monday's presidential inauguration from outdoors to indoors. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Some ticket holders are disappointed.
I definitely would have, bared the cold. And we came prepared. We packed thermals and we packed our warmest jackets.
Security is beefed up around Washington. U.S. airmen rehearsed a street cordon at Joint Base Andrews, though the presidential parade has been moved indoors to the Capitol One Arena.
Some schools in the greater Houston area will be closed next Tuesday as an Arctic blast arrives in Texas. KHOU-TV's Victor Jacobo.
We're doing everything as a city to prepare for this weather that's moving in probably Sunday night.
Mayor John Whitmire and other city leaders say they are moving swiftly to prepare for severe cold set to arrive in the coming days. The city of Houston will be opening 10 multi-service and community centers throughout the area as warming centers. These locations will be open 24/7 starting Sunday night at 6 through midday Thursday.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
With a big football game on tap, road crews near Philly are watching Sunday's weather forecast. KYW's Mike DiNardo.
With Sunday's 3 p.m. Eagles home playoff in mind, it'll be a figurative and maybe a literal game time decision as state transportation officials decide whether to put down brine on major highways to prevent icing. PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph says rain could dilute the effectiveness of any saltwater treatment.
If rain were to come in, that would wash away any material. So we're going to play it by ear.
He says post-game, crews will be ready for a plowable snow near Lincoln Financial Field. Mike DiNardo for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Bitcoin soars past $100,000 ahead of possible early action by Donald Trump when he's sworn in as president next week. His promises include creating a U.S. crypto stockpile, enacting industry-friendly regulation, and appointing a crypto czar for his administration. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries and breezy. Lows near 20. High tomorrow, only low 20s, becoming partly sunny, blustery, wind chills falling below zero. Mostly sunny and near 5 Sunday, wind chill to 15 below.
It's 39 right now.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
She can take what I
that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about a little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady. Oh, oh, Lord, she's a lady.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I used to play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies, poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart, poor little fool. Gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. the day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
at my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love.
Just let tomorrow be now. Let tomorrow be. She wants to live in the Rockies. She says that's where we'll find peace. Settle down and raise up a family to call on, yeah. We'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand. Everybody kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Well, snow drifts by my window, north wind blowing like thunder. Our love's burning like fire, and she's here by me. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is my rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be bright sunshiny day.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Love.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel has approved the phased ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. Now Hamas has to try to find some of the hostages scattered around Gaza in houses and tunnels held by different militant groups.
But there's an even bigger threat to this deal.
Israeli soldiers will encounter Hamas combatants who are armed, and one side could shoot at the other, or both sides could shoot at each other. One soldier can break the ceasefire.
Right now, though, the ceasefire is due to start on Sunday with the first hostages walking free.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reporting from Tel Aviv. With the Supreme Court unanimously upholding the law saying TikTok has to be sold by its Chinese parent company or be banned in the U.S., people who use it for business have to make other plans.
Al-Sadeh says he's not happy with the Supreme Court's decision about TikTok. He uses the videos he creates as a part-time job, benefiting mostly from advertising dollars on TikTok.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, luckily I've already been preparing for this for a while. I started posting on every platform.
Although the U.S. government cites national security concerns, many TikTok users call the action unconstitutional and question the U.S. government's profiling and surveillance practices and policies. John McDevitt for CBS News, Philadelphia.
Bitter cold expected here in Washington Monday is forcing the inauguration of President-elect Trump to move indoors. And CBS's Aaron Navarro tells us that means not everyone with tickets will get to attend.
The parade that was planned to be held outside in the streets of Washington, D.C., he said will now be held in Capital One Arena. The question remains, though, given that there were about 200,000 people that bought tickets, Capital One Arena has a capacity of just over 20,000 people. I'm seeing members of Congress say that they're reaching out to their constituents, saying that we're going to